From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. Columbia now gets more than 15% of its energy from renewable sources. KBIA's Charlie Clark has more.
The City of Columbia set a goal in 2004 to boost its energy use to 15% renewable by the end of 2017, and a recent energy report says that the city has reached that goal. The city signed a wind power contract in January of last year, which accounted for more than half of the renewable energy used in 2017. Water and Light spokesperson Lucia Bourgeois said the city is on the right track.
We're exactly where we need to be as far as the amount of renewable energy that we're accumulating to our profile. We're adding a new solar contract in the next year or so. That'll add another 1.9%.
Columbia's next goal is to get to 25% renewable sources by the end of 2022. Bourgeois said that the number is very feasible, following a recently signed contract with solar energy company Cypress Creek. For KBIA News, I'm Charlie Clark.
Four new bills have had initial hearings in the Missouri General Assembly. They focus on the lack of maternal health care in the state. Lawmakers are considering combining the bills, which aim to help women with medication-assisted treatment for postpartum depression, opioid abuse, and gaps in coverage. Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia. From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lauren Brown. The Columbia Chamber of Commerce is voicing support for two bills aimed at easing work-related barriers for convicted felons. KBIA's Trevor Hook has more.
Senate Bill 900 and its counterpart House Bill 2123 would allow individuals convicted of a felony to legally work at businesses that sell alcohol and lottery tickets, like gas stations or grocery stores. The Senate bill is sponsored by Senator Caleb Rowden of Columbia and Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City. The House bill is sponsored by Representative Sherry Reich of Columbia. Columbia Chamber of Commerce President Matt McCormick says these bills would help both employers and employees.
It was kind of a nonpartisan deal. It's really helping people put people back to work, continue to open up more jobs for more people. But it also puts that decision-making abilities back in the hands of the employer.
Rowden's bill is currently in committee. Reich hopes to have a hearing on her bill in the next 2 weeks. Trevor Hook, KBIA News.
Four new representatives are preparing to take their seats in the Missouri House. They were elected in special elections last week. Democrat Mike Revis takes over a district south of St. Louis held by a Republican for the past decade.
I don't think this was a retaliation vote against the governor scandal or President Trump. I think this was a retaliation vote against the attacks on the working class and people pushing back and fighting back against right to work.
Right to work prohibits employers from requiring workers to join a union or pay dues. Voters will have the chance to repeal that law later this year. Lauren Brown, KBIA News, Columbia.